Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi. Day two of joint practices with the Washington Redskins has come to a close. It started earlier in the afternoon with a Bill Belichick press conference who said that today's emphasis was really going to be about game situations, hurry-up offense, two-minute drills, red area, third down. And that's exactly what we witnessed out on the practice fields earlier today.
Yeah, Jackie, as Bill pointed out, in the preseason, rare are the opportunities for your frontline players, for example, to be on the field in critical spots. The starters aren't going to be out there in the final 2 minutes of a preseason game.
Right.
So this is really an opportunity to put the focus on those situations, and they certainly did that in a big way today.
Right. Asa Watson shined earlier today, had a couple of nice catches in the end zone. Something else to notice, with that being said, the offense really had their way today out there on the field. Tom Brady was running things, and not too many drops, I would say.
No, it was very interesting. Yesterday, the Redskins had a tough time keeping up with the Patriots' tempo of play. Today, they simply had a difficult time keeping up with the New England receivers. Brady was surgical when he had to be. At other times, guys were running wide open against a veteran-laden secondary with the likes of D'Angelo Hall, Tracy Porter, Brandon Merriweather, Ryan Clark, and again, the Patriots really had their way.
And seemed to have a lot of fun, too, with Brandon LaFell. Brandon LaFell certainly had a good day as well. And practice ended with a happy note for one family of four, Ashley and Jordan, twin girls, turning 11 today, came out here to celebrate their birthday and had autographs from Tom Brady, Ryan Mallett, Matthew Slater, Shane Vereen. A bunch of guys came out here today to show their support and to say thank you. Patriots fans in Virginia, we've seen a lot of that so far.
It really was a heartwarming scene. Not only do those players sign autographs, but they shared their time. And no doubt those young ladies are left with memories to last
right,
a lifetime.
Absolutely. The father from New England and the mother says she's a Virginia girl. So that's what brings them here to training camp. That will do it for Bob and myself. We will have plenty of coverage throughout the week as we get ready for the first preseason game between the Patriots and the Redskins. But that will do it for now. And we'll see you next time.